The Restaurant Report by Peter James Smith is brought to you by wines that are honest, unfussy and delicious. Perdeberg, the one with the zebra.
Tortellino d'Oro in Oakland, Johannesburg. It's always been extremely popular as a delicatessen and also as a coffee shop. Half of it is outside, though there are awnings if you're going to get rained on or the sun's too hot. And then part of it's inside. White tablecloth, simple tables, simple beechwood folding chairs, some flowers on the table, roses in this instance, and then of course oil and balsamic vinegar, and of course you can wander off and buy all sorts of rather nice goodies as well. Now it's the Bellini family that handle Tortellino d'Oro. I'd ask Caterina, who's the person behind the restaurant, exactly how the restaurant came about.
The restaurant actually was, as usual, one of my father's ideas. He does the thinking and we do the working, my mum and I. So it started with like a little coffee shop in the corner. And then when the premises next door came available, we decided, of course, to put the restaurant in, which, like all inefficient Italians, took about a year to build. And obviously in that moment I also had a little baby, my son Lorenzo. So everything came together with the birth of my son and the birth of the restaurant. And it's been, of course, only a day restaurant because having a child and whatever, and being open from basically 5 o'clock in the morning, 7 days a week, we close at 6 o'clock. But it's been very successful. It's been great.
So what do you think I should be trying?
Well, I have just prepared something a little bit new. It's not very much traditional Italian. The traditional will come later. This is just a new invention. It's a fig with baked cambazola, gorgonzola or cambazola, and some lovely prosciutto, which we import ourselves directly from Italy. And then the other is also what is seasonal at the moment, because remember, I always inspire myself from my grandmother, so we cook with what is available. And at the moment, we have beautiful porcini mushrooms. So I did a salad with pears, porcini mushroom, lettuce, and parmesan cheese. And I've put a truffle oil dressing on it.
And while I've been sitting here, some rather nice unsalted butters arrived, plus a couple of, one looks a bit like pesto, but it's a bit thicker, and the other is obviously an olive paste, a tapenade. And what's this other one that looks a bit like a thick pesto?
This is an artichoke pate. We call it pate, which is made from the artichokes that we pickle during artichoke season. We sort of have a production line upstairs of ladies cleaning and pickling artichokes, and it's quite fun to watch. And then we put them in olive oil and we store them for the rest of the year. And we make the pate, or we sell them, or we roast them, or it's delicious. Yeah.
And of course, some very nice bread, because they bake bread here every day, so you get a nice selection of breads as well. Well, that's rather nice. And the salad. Now, that was also rather nice, and a good combination of textures and flavours, because you've got Parmigiano, you've got pear, you've got flaked almonds, you've got a light vinaigrette, but it's not enough to do anything other than lift it, and you've got lettuce underneath, not, I hasten to add, the common or garden iceberg. It's a gem lettuce. And so it's very light, very tasty, and really a delicious little thing to start off with. And what's next?
We have now the traditional Italian food. This is typical from my area, and that's the name of our shop. It's a tortellino, which is a belly button shape pasta with a filling of prosciutto, pork loin, and chicken and mortadella. And it's done in brodo, which is the sort of the Italian version of a consommé. Now, basically, this consists of my traditional Christmas and Easter meal, where we make the tortellini, and I used to do it since I was a little child with my nonna, my grandmother. And sort of from morning, you'd sit there, stand there actually around the table and make the pasta, and then eventually this broth was cooking for long, long hours with this hen. Actually, it was not a chicken, a hen. and all various meats. So the meal consisted of the tortellini imbrado, which you're about to taste, and all the boiled meats, which is called a bollito misto, a mixed boiled meats with the various sauces that we serve. Yes.
I guess from that obviously you come from Bologna,
yes.
Because that's the standard dish in Bologna,
that is
isn't it?
The standard dish, absolutely, absolutely.
A nice dish to have in between.
Yes.
Well, that's something I really do like. Tortellini al dente, Italian al dente. They were probably a bit harder than one would expect. And the stock, the brodo, is of course slightly salt, which is what it should be, because it now leads you up to whatever's coming next. And yet more pasta, but a baked one this time.
Yes, this is also one of my recipes where I've sort of mixed new and old and traditional. Now, of course, coming from Bologna, after the tortellini, the most well-known dish is not spaghetti bolognese, which don't exist in Bologna, but the lasagna, right? So what I did is I took the concept of the lasagna and I sort of did layers of lasagna with pesto and fresh tomato and making it a vegetarian dish. And of course, you know, depending on what is available and what you buy from the market, you can also have it with porcini mushrooms, or when there's artichoke season, like we were talking about artichokes, we do it with artichokes as well.
Now, I don't actually have to talk about the lasagna at all, because it tastes exactly as it was described. And unlike most baked pasta, it wasn't thick and heavy. It was light as a feather, a delicious light dish. And if you're a vegetarian, then it's the ideal thing for you. Lovely. And next, veal.
Yes. This is what we call a secondo. And of course, any Italian restaurant should have a good veal dish, and I think this is actually my favorite one. Veal piccata, just a veal cutlet done with a bit of butter and with marsala, and just slightly pan cooked, served with roast potatoes and a bit of veggies, and that's basically the sort of the last course of an Italian meal before the cherry on the top.
And it's one of these what you see is what you get presentations, you know. It's a small white plate with an underplate, little bits of parsley sprinkled over it to make it look attractive, but the potatoes are small, green beans, one of my dreaded vegetables, I must admit, and then the veal itself. Let's see what it tastes like, shall we? This is the small size portion that I really rather like. The masala sauce was really very nice. Not too heavy. Can be horrid and sticky and nasty. It actually wasn't. The beans, which I was rude about, turned out to be very tasty, actually. Very nice indeed. And the potatoes, just right. The veal itself could have been a little better, a little more tender. It was acceptable, and it's very, very difficult to get good veal. So one must excuse them on that one, because other than that, it really was nice. And after the veal?
Gelato, that it was the famous cherry on the top. The ice cream is something that is another line that we've added to the shop just even recently. We've increased it to about 24 flavors, so I actually can't even remember them all myself. The one that I just let you taste now is a hazelnut ice cream. The base comes from Italy, but we make it ourselves. We have this new Ferrari red display fridge, which has been doing very well.
And what's this one with the sort of plastic orange and the gherkin?
This is my little invention. It's like a Campari orange, but instead it's an orange sorbet served with a tot of Campari, and that's not a gherkin, it's an olive, which looks like a plum, and it's been very successful. It's like going to be part of our new dessert menu. And very light, fresh, done with fresh orange, and just water and sugar.
The hazelnut ice cream was really very nice indeed. A luscious and a nice taste of hazelnut. But the sorbet was absolutely fantastic, because you had a little shot glass of Campari, which was being chilled, and you just pour it over the top of the orange sorbet, and that combination of orange and sweetness and the bitterness of the Campari is fantastic. And of course it looks very pretty as well. Red and orange, or yellow really. Absolutely fantastic looking dessert. And the wine list, short and not terribly expensive. There are quite a few Italian wines, most of which are under 100 rand a bottle, like Pinot Grigio. Corvo Bianco is more expensive, but it's a more expensive wine. And South African wines as well. A reasonable selection of red and white wines, chosen obviously for their variation. There are lots of wines by the glass, and lots of other things to drink as well. And how much does it cost to eat here? If you went for a three-course meal, then it's going to cost you in the region of about 160, 170 rand on average. That's Tortellino d'Oro in Oakland's Johannesburg.
The restaurant report by Peter James Smith was brought to you by the wines that will suit you perfectly. Paardeberg, the one with the zebra.